Welcome to our special edition of Health and Wealth In-Depth program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. We are speaking with United Risk Services Personal Lines Agent Diane Hawley and United Risk Services Commercial Lines Agent Janice Durham about insurance. All right, Diane, how does purchasing home insurance work?
Well, in today's market, it's important to consider several factors when buying home insurance. For example, if you've purchased a new home, first gather any information ahead of time that might be helpful in obtaining a quote. Do you know the year the roof was last replaced? Is there a full basement in the home? And if so, is it finished? Are there items of value, such as jewelry or firearms, that should be specifically listed? Next, a replacement cost valuation will be prepared for your home. Please be advised that there are three main types of valuations used for home. There's assessed value, determined by the county you reside in, market value, how much the real estate is worth in today's buying market, and finally, replacement cost value. This is how much it would take to replace your home with a home of like kind and quality in the event of a total loss. As a rule, all three of these numbers are different from each other. When quoting home insurance, a replacement cost valuation will be completed for your home, and this value will then be listed on your insurance policy.
And regarding insurance, does maintenance of the home matter?
Yes, maintenance matters. In today's market, home maintenance is more important than ever. Insurance companies are taking a hard look at who and what they are insuring and asking, is it a good risk? Part of that answer comes directly from how you upkeep your home. Insurers prefer new roofs. If your roof is older and in need of replacement, they may exclude or even reduce roof coverage. Do you have missing handrails, dings or holes in your siding, or excess debris laying around the yard? If so, these items may adversely affect you. Carriers are looking for those who take pride in ownership and make the repairs as needed.
All right, and then when looking at that, how old starts becoming too old?
Well, when we're talking about roofs, each company does vary. There's companies that start at 10 years to reduce your payout to what's called actual cash value, where they'll depreciate the value. And some give you up to 15 years. So you would have to read your policy or ask your agent those types of questions when purchasing if you have an older roof.
All right. And what types of things are covered by home insurance?
Well, a standard home policy will, of course, cover your home, your personal belongings inside the home, and other structures like garages or sheds. There's also something called loss of use. If your home is damaged in a loss, such as a fire or a tornado, and you need to live somewhere else while your home is being repaired or replaced, this coverage gives you funding to stay in a hotel or rental unit for that duration. And then another coverage provided is called liability to the public. This can be used if you're found liable for an injury on your property. For example, a visitor trips and falls on an icy patch on your front step. Or you could be mowing the lawn and the mower throws a rock through the neighbor's window. The property damage can be covered under your home liability.
And then for auto insurance, what kinds of plans are available there?
So when purchasing auto insurance, there are plans not only for your traditional passenger autos, but also specialty plans for collector or antique autos. And if you have toys, you can also purchase coverage for ATVs, motorcycles, boats, and campers.
We will be back with more of our program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.